Back 4, Bravo Golf Echo Mobile.
Back 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Good morning, sir. KC4HAN.
Morning, how are we doing? Well, I guess it's almost afternoon. So, good afternoon, how are we doing?
Alright, sir, doing alright. Just got done doing some door dashing, heading back to the house. I'm over here in Old Easley. My name's Chan, by the way. Charlie Hotel Alpha November. It's nice to meet you.
As well, the name here is Johnny Delta Oscar November Yankee. And I am cruising here through Liberty. I'm headed up to North Carolina this morning, or afternoon, I should say. But my home QTH is over there in Central, Roger.
I'm in Easley. I don't know about Central, but I like that name, Donnie. I don't hear that much anymore. I love that. How long have you been home, sir? I've been on here for about 2 or 3 years.
Catch some of that. Were you asking how long I've had my ham ticket? Are you still out there? Hope you can hear this, Chan. I'm not getting you over here. It's awfully quiet. I'll be sitting here listening for you at JQ4 BGE Mobile and listening.
KC4HAN. Sorry about that, Donnie. I think I went dropped into a dead zone there for a minute. How does it sound on my end now?
No, honest with you, buddy. I got you better that time, but I just had a hard time understanding what you were saying there. If you don't mind, try it one more time.
Dropped into a dead zone for a minute, and I guess it cut off my transmission. KC4HAN. How cocky on your end?
Yeah, Roger that. Roger that. Was you asking me how long I've had my ham ticket?
You sure was.
Had it for about 2 years, maybe going on 2.5 years, I think. But yeah, I got it right before, or right during COVID, I can't remember. No, it was before COVID hit. But yeah, I'd have to go back and look at my license, but yeah, I've only been in it for a couple of years. What about yourself?
I've been in it since 2021, I believe. Got my general license just last year. I've been at the general this last year. I'm going to wait a little bit before I go to get my extra. Just kind of want to sit back and enjoy what band privileges I do have as of now. There's a lot that you can do with a general license. Different things you can do with each of the classes, license privileges get you down. I mean, there's people out there that'll tell you that you should jump to extras, like, right away. And some people do, and that's great, but I tend to like to take time before I advance and such things. Mainly because I want to take the time to enjoy the hobby.
Roger that. When I studied for my technicians and I got it, I took my general test the night I took my technician test, and I almost passed it, but it was kind of like I had studied so much for my technician class, I just wanted a break from studying. So about another year, or maybe it was like 8 or 9 months, I just I waited to upgrade until then. Just I had just studied so much for my technician, it was like I was kind of studied out. So it took me a few months after getting my technician, and then I went and finally got my general. But I don't think I'm gonna go up to expert. I don't know, I've thought about it, but I just haven't quite motivation to do it yet, but maybe it'll come to me. Roger.
Yeah, I'm not there with you. I thought you were fair on that one. The truck bans are fun. I normally get on there as the parts on the air. Unfortunately, I don't have an HF radio right now, so I can't do much with it. But there's also other modes that I use, like DLR, for example. I love using DLR. I know it's digital, it's not analog, so, you know, EMP drops, and we have a radio that survives in a Faraday cage. I'm going to be able to use ELI, too, which would be voice over internet protocol to communicate. However, you know, it's just a matter of opinion. I like the audio quality that digital puts out. I also enjoy analog. There's just a lot in amateur radio that any of us can do that is so much fun. There's just so much you can do. It's unreal. It's amazing.
I was actually quite shocked at how intricate ham radio was. You know, being ignorant to it, going into it, I was like, ah, it's just, you know, radio communications. I had no idea it spanned the horizon that it spanned it, or spans, you know, with digital, DMR, Echolink, C4, FM, you know, all that, even moon bouncing and doing stuff like that. I was actually quite shocked at what all ham radio can do. And yeah, I haven't tried DMR or any other digital modes yet, but I don't know when I will. Not that I have anything against it, I just never tried it. So one of these days, hopefully I can give it a shot and see how I like it.
It's worth the try, and when you do give it a shot, give me a holler. And me and there's another hand that I talked to, his name is Rich. Now, he's not as active in DMR as he used to be, but he still does it from time to time. But I'm going to give you a radio, so when you give you a suggestion for a radio, for so that when you do, you know what to look for. It would do you any tone 878. Don't let all these other people out here fool you. The any tone, especially the 878 and the Skybridge hotspots, they are superior. They are very, very good. They are. Now, the programming for DMR, it's extremely complicated. And you'll need help with that just like I do. I can do very little bit of it. I haven't been able to completely master that. But once you get the hang of it, and once you get on there and get talking, it is worth the complexity of programming that radio. It is well worth it. And it is very good. The audio quality is absolutely amazing, even on analog. And you can talk around the world. You can talk to people all over the United States. You can even go to local channels and talk. There's a lot. And there's not just one service for DMR. There's TGIF. The main ones I use is TGIF and Grandmeister, and those are very well coordinated. They work out very well.
To sell on that, Roger, it's quite interesting what all you're telling me. I'm definitely going to have to give it a shot one day, and I'll have to get somebody to help me. I'm somewhat tech savvy, but something like that, something new, that's something I have to learn. But anyways, I just got a phone call here. I'm going to have to hop off and take that right quick. But I've thoroughly enjoyed the QSO, and I'm going to say 73s. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I say have a wonderful day and a productive day at that. 73 is my friend. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, sir, it was a true pleasure, and I always enjoy getting to meet new hounds. It's always fun. 73 from KC4HAN, I will be clear, and I'll hop on here a little later and see who else might be out there. 73, KC4HAN clear.